We do this every month. We have a doctor here from Sutter Health, and we have Dr. Jesus Saucedo with us today. I said that. And he's the medical director overseeing a number of Sutter Health Bay Area urgent care clinics, as well as their new Sutter walk-in care clinics. And the first Sutter walk-in care clinic in San Francisco is going to open on June 13th, right opposite the ballpark on King Street, between 3rd and 4th, next to Umami Burger in the Beacon Development. So nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure being here. We're actually opening up across the street. You could see our sign from here. It's the teal color to our far left.
I do see that.
Yeah, Sutter Walk-In Care.
Very good.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you here. Yeah. And, you know, it's always fun to, you know, to catch up. We always learn something, believe me. So my question to you, and Pat, you can jump in. Please do at any time. I remember going to urgent care. I mean, I played softball, and I was in the outfield. These are my younger days. And caught a ball and fell down like these little tennis steps to tennis courts and dislocated my toe. And I ended up going to some place, I guess like a walk-in urgent care place, and they fixed it up and put it back in, and that was that, and then thank God it was there. But what you're doing is a little bit on a different level. There's a difference between urgent care and this walk-in care that Sutter is doing, which is very interesting to me.
Well, thank you. That's a great question. You know, walk-in care is innovative in the sense of delivering new health care. Sutter's mission, as you know, it's about keeping communities healthy. And walk-in care is about delivering that care when patients need it, access same day. And your example is a classic. What's the difference between walk-in care and urgent care? Urgent care is more for advanced or enhanced care. If you need an x-ray or something more invasive, like IV fluids. But walk-in care really is a classic example of Sutter's belief in its mission about keeping communities healthy. It's really about, you know, we're people first, we're patients, we become patients, and then we're people again. So it's easy access, same-day care, and it's really, your example is perfect, where, you know, if you need to be seen the same day, it doesn't always have to be about an acute illness or a sickness. It's really about if you just want to be checked out for a screening exam, you want to check your cholesterol, you want to have a wellness exam. It's really more about, you know, giving care to patients or people who need their care that same day. And so, in your case, it's a classic example. Urgent care was a good place to go because you dislocated your shoulder.
Toe.
So that's the
my
example.
Toe.
Your toe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I didn't run that fast.
Okay.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I think but, you know, in looking at the description of it, it's almost like hotel-like in a way. You know, it's almost like a very inviting place to go. You know, it's not the scary part of, well, I'm going into a medical facility. And just some of the things that were in the notes to me, a comfortable lobby with outlets to charge your computer or phone.
Wow.
Modern yet comfy furnishings and fixtures, as well as complimentary fruit and coffee, tea, and a fruit-infused water bar. I may just go and hang out.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Please do come by.
Pat, this is for us. We're freeloaders.
Absolutely.
Incredible. And you know what I'm thinking about is look at how our society has changed, evolved. I mean, you can't just have the Jacob's Ladder doctor environment with Tim Robbins. You can't have the scary lights coming down at you. You got to have fruit-infused water. And you know what, Doc? That sounds perfect for this neighborhood. This neighborhood 15 years ago or 20 years ago was in shambles. We used to come and skateboard and play with the guns with the little pellets, right? We'd play tag and whatnot. Now you got your facility and you got all kinds of fancy schmancy stuff, and I'd imagine that that has a lot to do with how this neighborhood has grown up.
No, absolutely. I think, again, it's part of the innovative approach that Sutter's done here. You know, we started our clinics in the Sacramento area, and really it's about making people feel comfortable when they go and see a provider. And again, it's not just about when you're acutely ill or have a sickness or an illness. It really is about going to a place where you feel comfortable, comfortable seating. You'll see a qualified professional. And so we started our clinics in Sacramento to great success. You know, when we see children, they sometimes may be frightened to go to the doctor's office, but a lot of the feedback we've gotten, it's been great. It's very comfortable environment, as you just mentioned. Very comfortable.
All right, so we got one here near the ballpark. Where else are they going to be?
We opened up in Petaluma last month. We have another one opening in Walnut Creek on June 29th, San Ramon, August 10th.
Good. Dr. Jesus Saucedo is with us. Pat, the notes are really good here. You can call ahead and visit the website. You make an appointment to come in, which is very helpful, or you could just walk in.
Yep.
And you have to be, Pat, over 18 months old.
No infants, right?
Over 18 months.
Over 18 months.
What is the cutoff date for an infant?
Under about 2 years. So
okay.
18 months, yeah.
Good.
And so I like to mention our website, www.sutterhealth.org, walk-in.
/walk-in,
yes.
Yeah. The other part is, and I thought about this when I was reading all this today, you don't have to be a member of Sutter Health to
absolutely
do it. You
could
have your own insurance plan and go in and get this done. Do
that's
they
big
do blood tests there, too?
Sure. So we do...
Because that's an issue, you know, so,
yeah,
having to
no,
go
that's,
to some...
That's a great what we call them, we call point of care. So, for example, you want to have your cholesterol checked.
Yeah.
You can do
so
that.
So you fast, you come in and
sure,
all that stuff?
Sure, you could do that. You could also, if you want to check for a screening test for diabetes, you can have a glucose done there. You want to have a urine analysis. You want to have an update in your immunizations. You need a tetanus vaccination. So it's really about you offer a wide menu of services.
Doc, I understand that you've written a lot about sports injuries.
Yes.
Who do you look to as the preeminent sports physician? Dr. James Andrews comes to my mind. Who you got?
Oh, God, there's so many great sports medicine physicians. I'm drawing a blank right now.
How about Ken Akizuki?
He's ranked up there.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Dr. Akizuki.
Who's Dr. Akizuki?
He's a Giants orthopedic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was Dr. Ting.
Or Dr. Gale.
Dr. Gale is here, too, but Ken Akizuki
help me out.
Does the 49ers as well, if I'm
Dr.
not mistaken.
Ting used to work on Barry Bonds. That wasn't the Giants wide, huh?
Well, I don't know who Dr. Ting is, but...
Nor do I.
Arthur Ting, I thought, was his name. He used to do all the stuff for Bonds.
Could be.
All right.
But Dr. Akizuki is the guy with trouble, you know, with his shoulders and all that. That's
okay.
Where they go. So I'd throw him out because I happen to know him.
But, well, Marty, who's your guy over in Oakland that worked on Kevin Durant and all those...
Elliot Schwartz.
Now, he's a bigwig, right?
He helps in healing fractures and stuff like that.
Okay.
He's very good in that field.
Sutter has a wide range of orthopedic surgeons in our facilities.
Very good. So what about things that we're coming into summer? We're not at summer yet, even though this baseball season has sort of taken a bad turn.
We've
got
cool
a long
right
way
now
to go. What goes on in your world during summer in a place like this?
Sure. You know, I think I tell all my patients, and same that we would tell our patients that walk into walk-in care, it really is about self-care. It's about prevention, preventing sports injuries and just injuries in general. You know, a lot of the self-care I recommend is staying well hydrated, using a sunscreen. So that's to protect yourself and really any activity you're going to perform. You want to warm up and do some stretching exercises, and afterwards you absolutely want to do a cool down as well.
Great. So you're running the whole shebang here.
Yes, I am.
Very
but
good for
I've
you.
Got a
this
great
is
team.
Fun. Yeah, this is all new. And as Pat said, this is the world we live in today,
right.
and you want to make this available.
Yep. And I like to say that my team is phenomenal. Ted Mattson.
Good for you.
Mickey Sims and Carolyn Delker. Fantastic team.
Good.
All right.
Pleasure having you here.
Yeah,
thanks,
Doc.
Thank you so much, guys.
What's your final results on the Giants this year? Where do you see them ending up?
We're going to go all the way. All right.
Wow, but come on, Doc. We got credibility.
We got credibility. Yeah, come on. We just gave you a lot of credibility.
Jeez.
All right, let me give him a better let me give him a better question. All right, because you put him on the spot here. All right, this is a good question for him.
Okay.
All right, we're going to have 42,000 people here today.
Oh, man.
How many Giants hot dogs will be sold today? Now, I'm not talking specialty hot dogs.
Nah.
I'm not talking anything, you know, like chorizos or any of that stuff. Just regular, good old-fashioned Giant hot dogs. We got because these people may be coming to see you.
Yeah,
if they so we got 42,000 people coming. Just take a guess. There's a lot of food in the park. A lot of food in the park.
I'll say 67,500.
Okay.
Damn, Doc.
All right.
I'm
going to get my cholesterol checked just by him saying that.
I think he was hoping that's the case.
Right.
That was more hope than reality.
67. Well, you'll be a busy man today if that's the case.
Right.
Let me tell you. Thanks for being
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you. I really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having fun with us. All right. Dr. Jesus Saucedo. Sutter Health, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.